Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with U.S. Senator Charles Grassley. This is part two of a two-part interview. I believe the White House announced Monday that it would allocate $1 billion in funding from the American Rescue Plan to independent meat and poultry producers as a way to boost competition in the meat processing industry. Now, I think this is an issue with rising prices that you've talked about earlier in this year. So what do you think of this announcement?
Well, not only that, but I read the announcement you're reading from, and they had several things in that they're trying to do. And I support what they're trying to do with the money. But also, I think even more important, there are several other things in there that are even more important. One is the enforcement of competition under the Packers and Stockyards Act. And Secretary Vilsack is beefing up that through regulation, beefing up that so that that'll promote more competition. And then the fact that they're having the international or the Federal Trade Commission do more investigation of lack of competition. And obviously this money you're asking me about is to promote more places to get livestock slaughtered, so that's going to help the competition. And then also at the bottom of the paper you read about, if it's the same one I read, they also talked favorably about the Grassley-Fisher tester a Wyden bill, a bipartisan bill that is going to get a fair price for cattle feeders in Iowa and make sure you can market your cattle on a specific date.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced Monday that the chamber will take a vote on whether to change the Senate's legislative filibuster rules by Martin Luther King Jr. Day on January 17th, with possibly, you know, a slim chance of that passing. What do you think the Senate Democrats are really trying to gain by announcing this vote?
They're trying to get their agenda through. They can't get it through in a bipartisan way. They want the country to think that they have a mandate from the last election to do anything they want to do. But when you have a 50-50 Senate and only a 5-vote margin for Democrats leading the House of Representatives, you can't consider that a mandate. So the United States Senate is the only place that forces bipartisanship. And if they do away with the 60-vote requirement to force bipartisanship, then someday they're going to rue that day because they're going to be in the minority. And you're going to find Republicans doing everything that Republicans want to get done. But it seems to me when I'm home with my town meetings, people will say something like this to me. Why can't you people get along? Because they think there's not enough bipartisanship. Well, the United States Senate, when you're 50-50, you got to have 60 votes to get things done. That's the only place where you promote bipartisanship. So I hope that they aren't successful at it. I don't want them to be successful at it. None of the 50 Republicans want them to be successful at it. But if they are successful in doing it, they're going to be mighty disappointed maybe before the end of this year because they could end up being in the minority.
Wrapping up our conversation this month, as we start off 2022 and this being the last year of your current term, what right now is your outlook to start the year on what you think the Senate needs to tackle?
Okay. For my two main goals are to get prescription drug prices down through the Grassley-Wyden bill, a bipartisan bill, and the other one is to get a fair price for cattle feeders and a date that they can for sure market their product. Those are the two personal goals I have. Beyond that, I'm working in a bipartisan way with Durbin of Illinois to get some criminal justice reform done that will build on the very important legislation that we got done 2018 when President Trump signed it. So kind of summing up, I'm working hard for Iowans, and I've got a lot to do for Iowans in 2022, and I gave you three examples.
That was the second half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with U.S. Senator Charles Grassley. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.